So, hello again, and welcome to another episode of Quick Question with Soren and Daniel, the podcast where two best friends and comedy writers ask each other questions and give each other answers. I am one half of that podcast, author of How to Fight Presidents, staff writer for Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, and fucking guy, Daniel O'Brien, joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Soren Bowie. Soren, say hello.
Hey, everybody. I'm Soren Bowie. I am a writer for American Dad. I was a writer on the D textbook and, I'm a man of wood. I build a lot of things. I'm currently building a little reading nook for my son. He's got two closets in his room, and I took the doors off of one of the closets and put a little like platform in there. And I ordered a custom sized cushion from Etsy that will sit atop that with some pillows. And then on the back wall, I'm paneling it, like kind of like wood paneling it, but I've done it in different color stains. This kind of like rough hewn wood, the kind of wood you'd expect to pull off of a pallet, like a wood pallet. Uh-huh. So it's kind of rough hewn, but I've sanded it down so he doesn't get any slivers or anything. Stained each one a little bit differently, so it looks almost like a barn or something like that. And then we'll do some uneven placement of it on the back wall, not uneven in front in relationship to one another, but just like the boards won't all be the same sizes. And then there'll be some lights strung through the top. It's going to be very cool, I think, when it's done.
Why did you remove the door?
So that it opens up the room a little bit. Now it looks like a real, it's supposed to be there like a nook. I took these sliding doors on the closet and just took those off completely. And now it just looks like this little pod that's carved out from the room.
Okay.
Out of the wall.
Well, that sounds fun.
Yeah. Thanks to Raycon for supporting Quick Question. Raycon start at half the price of other premium audio brands, but they sound just as good. For a limited time, you can unlock up to 20% off your Raycon order at buyraycon.com/QQ. Thanks to BetterHelp for supporting Quick Question. For 10% off your first month, go to betterhelp.com/QQ. Thanks to Bombas for supporting Quick Question. Bombas makes socks that are comfortable and look great with a wide variety of options. And for every pair of socks that you purchase, Bombas donates a pair to someone in need. Go to bombas.com/QQ to get 20% off your first purchase. Thanks to ExpressVPN for supporting Quick Question. If you believe that your data is your business, then secure yourself. ExpressVPN is a simple app that will secure your privacy and protect your information. Go to expressvpn.com/QQ to get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. What are you doing?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
I have I'm in between seasons right now. I'm on hiatus and I have nothing to do. So like what should I do?
Well, forgive me for suggesting it, but is Brazilian dancing out of the question?
I used to take a kickboxing class and that gym shut down and is now a dancing class. So maybe I'll do that.
Yeah. What happened to your last dancing class? Dancing group?
Stopped happening.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah. Sorry.
It was one of those ambitious things at the beginning of COVID that didn't last.
Yeah.
I got a lot of those on my plate. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I think that you could use a hobby though. I'm wondering. See, my hobbies are all like built on being stationary. Like you can to be living in one place. And right now you couldn't be more in transience.
Yeah.
How's your moving going?
It's going okay. I don't know where I'm going to live. I took an online quiz. I Googled where should I live and a quiz came up and the quiz told me Miami, Florida.
No.
I don't think that's right for me.
Is that the answer that everybody gets? Was it sponsored by Miami? that doesn't fit for you at all.
I don't think so. I think I like beaches and warmth. Yeah. So they said Miami.
Oh. There are more places that offer that. Would you be willing to live in the cold? Or is it you're just sick of it at this point?
I would be willing to live in the cold if it was like Switzerland, you know?
What does that mean?
I would be cold if it was a function of an exciting new place.
Ah.
I don't want to be like cold in New Jersey or cold in Maine. I would want to be cold in like the Alps.
Yeah, you want a novel type of cold.
Yeah.
And I think that, I've never been, but I assume that like Chamonix and those places, that's all a dry cold, sort of like the Rocky Mountains are, which is what I grew up with, which I don't know if it even qualifies as cold. It certainly gets low. You get down to like the negatives sometimes. That's rare. You spend most of the winter hovering around like 20 or 30 degrees and sometimes a little warmer than that. But when you're in the sun, it doesn't feel like that. When you're in the sun, it feels nice and warm.
Where would you, so this will be very helpful to me. Ignore your wife and your kids. Where would you live if you could live anywhere right now? Where would you spend winter?
I'd probably do it in Utah. Maybe
Utah?
Yeah, maybe northern Nevada, but Utah probably, yeah. Because there's a lot of winter sports to be done in those places, and they don't feel as played out as Colorado. Colorado, I feel like, has been just decimated by tourism to the point where I wouldn't be... It doesn't even feel like it has any... original fingerprints to it. It's just these, it's all like the Vail resorts have taken over everything and every place is exactly the same. And you're certainly, there's some of that in Utah, like Park City, but there's also still some mountains left there that are like these last vestiges of what it used to be a ski mountain where you get there, there's just a parking lot at the bottom. You've got a ticket booth, a restaurant, and a chairlift. And that's kind of it at the bottom. And then you go up and like the mountain's still big and massive. You get this nice like champagne powder because it's a, you know, it's a dry cold, but there's not a ton of people
champagne
there.
Powder?
Champagne powder, yeah.
What's
not
that
familiar
mean?
With that term?
No.
You will never have champagne powder in New York City. It's, you have like sleet, like it's like a wet, heavy snow, and it will always fall that way. But when dry climates, it gets cold enough that the snow, as it falls like, it won't stick together. There's like something to it. You try and make a snowball out of it and it just falls apart in your hands. It's like sugar, like coarse sugar. And that's the very best stuff to be skiing or snowboarding on because you can't dig your skis into, you can't dig your tips into it. You won't ever feel weighted down by it. It even, when you're falling in it, you're not getting as wet throughout the day. It's just, it's champagne powder is considered like the finest form of powder skiing that there is.
Wow.
Yeah, and but you don't always get that. It's every once in a while.
And that's where you would want to live?
I think so, because then Utah, it offers me a lot throughout the year. I mean, there's, I think you get a lot of the same-minded people that you would get in somewhere like Colorado. So I would be, I think you'd find, I'd find that there's like people who are interested in the environment and people who are interested in the outdoors. They'd be, they would encourage me to climb more often, to try some new things like ice climbing, which I haven't done in years and years and years. And I like winter sports in general. I like the winter. It's something that I miss.
Wow.
And I think it would be fun. I think, and then there's places apparently, I've never actually been to northern Nevada, but apparently there's some spots that offer that kind of thing.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, and that's high desert too. So it's like both those places are high desert, but the deserts of Utah, I don't consider like the deserts of the rest of the country. The Sonoran Desert is a hellhole as far as I'm concerned. It's just like this gray and brown landscape as far as the eye can see, where all of the creatures and the plants there are just barely scraping by. And it's, I don't find it particularly striking, except that maybe at sunset for like maybe like 5 minutes a day. Yeah. And then, but in Utah, it's this red rock everywhere. It's like gorgeous red sandstone all over the place. He's huge bluffs, like plateaus coming out of just, they seem like the ground. It's a really dynamic landscape. And it's, I find it very pleasant and fun. And
wow.
Yeah. That's what I would do.
I love that I'm still learning new things about you.
So where do you think you would go?
I have no fucking idea. I think I opposite from you, I want to follow the sun. I want to go somewhere warm all the time. I've had enough winters. I don't like it. I want to be warm all the time now.
This might be sort of a grass is greener situation. I've lived in Los Angeles for so long that it's entirely possible I've forgotten what winter is actually like, actually being in it. Like come February 11th, that feels like for it still to be dark, no holidays in sight except for Valentine's Day. And just like, you know, you still got a few more months of this and it's every single day you wake up and it's hard to get out of bed.
Yeah.
And you obviously have been living that for a while. When I went to college, I was like, I got to go somewhere warm. Can't be anywhere where there's snow.
You went from Colorado to Los Angeles.
Yeah. And I was in love at first. I thought this was the best place in the world. There were the sunsets and the smog. Oh, boy, that smog can really make for some beautiful sunsets. You get all kinds of great colors. It's never too early to start gift shopping for the holidays. And by the way, it's after Thanksgiving already. You're not too early, I can guarantee it. But you can save big on a gift that they will use every day. Raycon wireless earbuds. Whether you use them to pump up, to wind down, work, or work out, Raycons are my go-to for on-the-go audio. Now we're teaming up with Raycon, and for a limited time, you can unlock 20% off your Raycon order at buyraycon.com/QQ. It's got seamless Bluetooth pairing. All you got to do is open your little case, and the minute you open the case, it automatically pairs with whatever device you're trying to use. They're comfortable, they're noise isolating, and you can listen right away. You don't have to sit there and wait for anything to get set. Oh, I need to pair it with my phone. Oh, now I need to pair it with my computer. It's amazing. It's immediate. The audio quality is amazing too. It's comparable to what you would get from premium brands, except Raycon starts at half the price. The new everyday earbuds come with three new sound profiles to make sure that everything you're listening to sounds its best. The new everyday earbuds come with three new sound profiles to make everything you're listening to sound its absolute best. I love the bass mode because usually I'm listening to something while I'm working out, and boy, do I want to hear that bass. I need it. I need it for my workout. But let's say you're into just podcast listening. You can choose pure mode or rock and heavy metal. You might choose balanced mode. Raycons offer 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life. So this holiday season, get them something they can use for calls or music or work or play at home, on the go, out in the wild, wherever they happen to be. So pick up a pair of Raycons as a gift, and hey, get a pair for yourself too. Treat yourself. The holiday season is all about giving, and sometimes that means giving to yourself. Go to raycon.com/QQ today to unlock exclusive deals up to 20% off your Raycon order. But hurry, this offer is available for a limited time only, and you don't want to miss it. That's buyraycon.com/QQ. I've asked you this before, but what interferes with your happiness? What keeps you from achieving your goals? And are those two things synonymous? Sometimes you gotta check in with yourself, make sure that what you're striving for is still something that you want and something that's keeping you happy. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You connect in a safe and private online environment, so it's convenient. And all without ever having to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room again. You know that feeling? You sit on those vinyl couches or the chairs, and boy, you shouldn't have worn shorts today. Why did you wear shorts to the therapist? Am I supposed to dress more professional for a therapist? So it doesn't matter now. This is what I chose. And then you try to stand up and you get that suction noise, and it's just, the whole experience is humiliating. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if you need to. BetterHelp is also more affordable and traditional than offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp is available for clients worldwide, too. So if you're listening to this in, say, Queensland, Australia, shout out Queensland or Perth. Oh, what up, my Perth boys and girls? Wherever you live, BetterHelp offers a broad range of expertise, which otherwise may not be available in your local area. And anything you share is completely confidential. I know what they say. Whatever you put on the internet lives on the internet forever. Not so, my friends. Not with BetterHelp. It's convenient, professional, affordable, and you get a timely and thoughtful response. And you can schedule weekly videos or phone sessions and send a message to your counselor anytime you want. So, Start living a happier life today. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/QQ. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. That's betterhelp.com/QQ for 10% off your first month. Thanks, BetterHelp.
All right, should we get into the fucking show?
Well, hold on.
Okay.
I want to, yeah, I guess so. I mean, I have a quick question, but it pertains to your life and like what's going on with you now.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Sure.
And I this is spilling the beans too much on the podcast, but right before we recorded this, I know that you did some meditation of some sort. Mm-hmm. And I want to know what's going on.
I'm taking a class, a transcendental meditation class.
Whoa.
It's
what does that mean?
It's I think you would not like it.
Okay.
There are parts of it that I don't like, and I think I dislike them for the same reasons that you would dislike them. Where there's no wrong way to do it, which is very unpleasant to me.
There's no wrong way to meditate?
Yeah.
No. Come on, I need rules.
And I barked at my teacher, you know, and I was like, I hear sirens. I hear the sounds of New York, and they infect my thoughts when I'm meditating. And my teacher is like, yeah, it's fine. It's good. It's all right. If you lose your mantra, that's okay. If you have invasive thoughts, that's okay. If you hear sirens, that's okay. I don't like that. I want stronger rules and structure.
Yeah, the whole point of meditation is to like someone is teaching you an arsenal of ways to build a stone fortress around you.
Yeah,
metaphorically, that then you exist in peace within.
Have you ever meditated?
Yeah, I mean, I've done it through when I've been forced to, like if I'm taking an acting class and like, and now we're going to do these vision quests. And for every day, we're going to do some meditation. Or once in soccer, they had us do meditation.
Really?
But I've never tried it just on my own.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever did it right. I think everyone says that, but, I don't know. I didn't get anything from it. I felt nothing from it. I didn't feel at peace afterwards. I just felt like my eyes had been closed for a while and things were kind of blurry, but I didn't have the joy of having just woken up from a nap.
Yeah.
Are you getting anything from transcendental meditation?
No, but I am trusting that I will get something later.
Yeah, that it's a big investment.
Yeah.
Why is it called? So I know the transcendentalists, mm-hmm. Thoreau and Emerson and those guys. What does this have to do with transcendence?
I don't know. I don't actually think that they're connected. I looked into this one because a lot of writers and comedians that I respect do it. There's nothing specific about it that appealed to me. It was more Jerry Seinfeld, John Mulaney, Oprah Winfrey. These are all people who utilize transcendental meditation. And I respect them and like them and wanted to give it a shot. So I started doing it.
Well, I hope that it works out for you.
Yeah.
I'm doing the opposite of meditating lately. I have been a big fight with a glass and window company.
What do you, forgive me.
Yeah.
What the fuck do you mean? What are you talking about?
I find that I have in my later life found it very difficult to let go of things when I feel like I've been wronged or that an injustice has happened.
Okay.
And I just, because I feel right more often, I feel like, no, this is not how the world should work.
Right. As you've gotten older, you've only gotten more right.
Exactly. Okay. Yes. I was dumb at one point and now I'm not. And I've surely throughout the rest of my life, I will look back on this moment and think, I understood everything then. I was smart. But we're trying to get some work done. I don't even want to out the company because I'm just hoping they can turn their attitude around.
Uh-huh.
But I'm trying to get some work done on our house. We have a sliding glass door that's it's shredded from the last owners. They had some dogs and the windows are scratched up. So I'm trying to get new ones. And the project, we had somebody come out and like tell us about how this company was a family and anything that we need, like even this guy, the sales rep, like he would help us get it. And we bought new windows, but it wasn't going to go in until October. Then for some, whatever reason, like they're supposed to deliver a frame and all this other stuff. The frame never showed up, and the frame's got to be huge because it's for a sliding glass door. It's gone. It's disappeared into the ether, and there's just no accountability whatsoever from them. Each one of them is very hard to get in touch with. They're constantly shielding themselves by putting us in touch with somebody brand new, and who every week, you can't get mad at that person in these circumstances. This is what businesses do. Like, you can't get mad at that person because they're like, I'm new to this. Like, I'm just playing catch up. I'm going to try and help you any way that I can. That is endlessly frustrating in itself to me, because I want the person who's accountable. But then also, like, there's no apology or anything like that. No one will ever admit wrongdoing. And that what really drives me crazy. And sure. So I'm trying to get, like, I'm going through this company just using all my free time to be like, no, the reason that nobody does this is because they don't have the free time. But this week, I'm carving out some time just for you. I want to know who it is. Like, I want to know how I get what we need. And now, like, you push back our dates. We were supposed to happen in October. Now it's not happening till the end of December, like around just after Christmas, between Christmas and New Year's. And I was like, that's a terrible time for us not to have doors on our house. And because it means we can't go anywhere, obviously. And it means we also can't be at home, because it's cold. And sure. And so I'm just like, I'm trying to just want somebody to be like, no, I get it. You know what? We messed up. We fucked up. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I don't know how this happened, but obviously this is on our end. We were going to do everything we can to fix it, and we're going to get this figured out for you. Those hollow words are all I'm looking for.
Sure.
That doesn't promise me anything. That doesn't give me anything. But just like, fucking give me that.
Yeah. This is going to sound so corny and so pointless, but you should try meditating, man. I know how it sounds. But like, give it a shot. 40 minutes a day.
Now, this is is it structured enough that you actually have a class that you're going to, or are you just doing this on your own?
So a 4-day class.
Okay. And is there some guidance during it? There's somebody who's given you a mantra to even say, or are they just like, pick your own?
No, they gave me a mantra, and I'm not allowed to tell you what it is.
Is it December to remember?
It's a secret.
Okay. It's not Toyota-thon. Sales event.
No,
that's a fun thing to say.
That's close. It's close to Toyota-thon.
Okay. Then I think I know what it is.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say. All right. Well, yeah, we can get into our show. Just need to clear the air. Also, I'm paving the way for them to fuck up again, and for me to go on the podcast and be like,
sure,
fuck this company. I have no other recourse. I have no way to hurt you other than to tell the 47 people who listen to this podcast that you're bad. But they still have a chance. All right. Yeah. Dan, I have a quick question for you.
Go.
I want to know who's in your celebrity minefield. Now, I'm going to explain what that means.
Please.
There are celebrities that you have the same mannerisms as, like the same cadences, the gestures, just like how you generally act. It might have been at one point intentional in your life where like you admired this person and you started to adopt some of their things. But at this point, you have to actively try to steer away from those characteristics from that person, because it's just like you can see it when you're on video. You can see it. You notice it while you're talking yourself. That you're just too much like this celebrity.
Do you mind going first?
Not at all. No, and the reason I make it celebrity is that that way pinpoints it for everybody else. Like, they know exactly what you're talking about. I find there are a couple. One that I have a really hard time with and that I think about a lot is Mark McGrath, who I just...
Fucking... Wait, hold on.
Okay.
The singer?
Yeah,
singer, songwriter, and like, I guess e-host.
Yeah, e-host.
Okay.
I think he was on Big Brother too for a little while. In general, I'm not very much like Mark McGrath, but when I get angry, and I've been angry a lot lately, I get a little bro-y. I realized I do, especially my car, when I'm yelling at people from my car that I know it's only for me.
Uh-huh.
It's like, I hope that this isn't my true form, but I'm very bro-y and I'm not happy with myself when I do it. But I don't know if you've ever seen that video where
Mark
McGrath...
Do you feel comfortable explaining what you mean by bro-y?
Yeah. I call people, I call people like pussy in my car. Like, I'm not out my window, but like to myself.
Yeah.
Or like, I will say things like,
do you have an accent when you do this?
No. It's just me. Yeah, I'm Jamaican. Is that strange?
No, I guess I assumed you would be Jersey.
I I say things like lick an asshole and like things that you would hear like a come at me bro saying.
Okay.
Things that are way too aggressive and like way too high. Like yeah. It's from 0 to 100. So there's a video that I'm specifically thinking of where Mark McGrath loses it at this dude outside of a club. He's outside. There's some paparazzi around him. This must have been in the days of Sugar Ray. And some kid who's like 14 shouts, "Sugar gay." And Mark McGrath goes from 0 to 100 immediately and like gets in this kid's face and is saying some really confusing stuff. Like he's not good at, he's so mad that he's and rattled that he's like, he's not even good at being threatening. He's saying stuff like, "I'll throttle your face," and like, "I'll beat the fuck out of you," like things that don't make a ton of sense.
Yeah,
and it feels very close to home watching the whole thing unfold. And it does not a good look for him. It's bad, and he's really trying to like belittle this guy. He's like, "You're never gonna make it in this business." But you know, they're out in the street. He's like, "You're nothing. You know, you're my fart," and things like that that are just humiliating on his behalf and secondhand embarrassing for everybody else. I feel that strikes very close to home for me when I'm angry. And I
do you think
don't
that's
like
gonna
that's
happen to you?
Myself.
You think you might yell at some stranger who is a fart to you?
I did. I told a woman in a wheelchair on a train that I was made of money in a fight once. I was making like $45,000 a year, and I told a woman on a train I was made of money. Woman in a wheelchair to try and win a fight.
Sure.
So yeah, I feel that it could happen to me. Not in the same way. I mean, I'm not in a world famous band that's selling out arenas, but I could see myself trying to hurt somebody so badly in the street that I punch myself in the face.
Yeah.
With my own words. So Mark McGrath is one that's tough for me, but there's one other one that I feel a lot more, and it's so embarrassing, but it's Jennifer Aniston.
Shit.
Yeah.
This is not where I thought this was going.
I don't know if it's from watching Friends a lot as a kid or what it is, but her delivery, I catch myself doing every once in a while. Like when she's got a joke set up,
yeah,
the way that she leads into it, I catch myself doing it a lot too. And when her being sarcastic, she like kind of like touches one finger on the back of her head and like closes her eyes as she's doing it. And it's such a mannerism that I have.
Wow.
And
so,
yeah, go ahead.
Is it only from Friends or?
No, because she's followed
her career post Friends?
I can think of Along Came Polly. I can think of The Breakup. And in both those movies, she's Jennifer Aniston, you know?
Yeah.
So it's happening. It's just kind of like who she is. This isn't going to happen with a Daniel Day-Lewis, you know? Who knows what Daniel Day-Lewis is actually like? But you know who Jennifer Aniston across her movies because it's the same. She's doing a lot of the same stuff.
Yeah.
And I hate it about myself. Like I hate the way that if I got like a joke in mind, like my delivery after I do it, sometimes I'm like, oh, no, that wasn't it. let's do a do-over. Like, that's no good. Everybody just ignore the way that came out. Because it comes across as like, I'm smart. I'm smarter than everybody else. And she did I don't know. It's hard to like, without pinpointing exact moments from Friends that you'd be like, oh yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. But like her like being condescending to Joey when Joey's being dumb, that's like my wheelhouse. Like condescending to somebody when they're being dumb, and I do it in the exact same way, and it's like a C+ effort. It's no good.
Wow.
But anyway, I watched an episode of, not even a full episode, it just like showed up in my feed one day, and there was like a clip from the show about all these times where Matthew Perry was improvising.
Yeah.
And just watching the way that Jennifer Aniston acts, I was like, oh fuck. We're the same.
That's so fascinating.
Yeah.
I would never have connected the two of you.
Yeah. It might also just be that I'm hypersensitive to I think about like the worst aspects of certain celebrities that I feel also in myself. Because there's other people that I've tried to replicate myself around, not necessarily in a Mr. Ripley way, but
sure.
I've
never seen that movie. What happens? It's like that's a real question that I have.
You've never seen Talented Mr. Ripley?
No. Does Matt Damon kill that guy?
Yes, he kills Jude Law.
He kills him and becomes him, or no?
Yeah, he kind of takes over his life. He assumes his identity. So he's very good at imitating people.
But other people think he's the same guy or no?
Yeah, some people do. Well, who know him don't.
Like Matt Damon shows up to work as Mr. Ripley, and was like, hey, it's me.
No, but that's because nobody has seen this guy in a long time. He's ran away to Italy with his love. And this guy went to school with Tom Ripley back in the day. His dad's the dad of the kid who ran away, finds him and says, hey, will you go back and bring back my son? Talk some sense into him, bring him back. And Tom Ripley falls in love with this guy and his significant other, who's Gwyneth Paltrow in the movie. And they are just like people at their prime. Jude Law and Gwyneth Paltrow at like the zenith of their beauty as humans. Like this perfect couple living in a sun-soaked town in Italy. And he falls in love with them, and then falls in love with it so hard that he wants to be him, and then ends up in a fit of passion, killing him, taking over his life, and just like kind of other people figuring out what's going on.
Okay.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that to any celebrity. I'm going to make that clear.
Okay.
But yeah, there have been celebrities throughout my life where I've been like, they're just so unique and interesting that I'm like, oh, okay, I'm putting that in the arsenal. I'm like locking that away. And then pulling it out every once in a while and trying it on. And that's fine. Those people I will never be in danger of being too much like.
Yeah.
But there are some people who have just fallen into it accidentally, and I see the same patterns between us. This is just like a holding two pictures up to a light and seeing that they're tracing one another and being like, oh no, oh no.
When you write, do you use celebrities as inspiration at all?
Whoa, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, so the initial question was, do I have any celebrities that I'm trying to avoid comparisons to?
Yeah.
And I don't. But like obviously John Mulaney is my biggest inspiration in the world, and I write him as a character in things.
Ah.
Okay. Do you do that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I have an idea in my head of who the person is, and generally I have to borrow from my life in some way because I'm not creative enough to just invent a person.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. You don't do that at work, do you?
No, I'm only allowed to write for the one guy.
His name escapes me at the moment.
Yeah.
Okay, so you write for John Mulaney. I figured John Mulaney would be in your minefield, only because you guys do have a very similar delivery.
I do. I like it's I don't think we have a similar delivery. I think he has a delivery and I steal from him.
So your minefield is just this threat of IP theft.
Yes. I'm trying to be more aware of the fact that I'm ripping off John Mulaney all the time.
Well, and then there's Bob Newhart.
Yes, I'm also stealing from Bob Newhart. You're right. Yeah, let's list all the people that I'm stealing from right
well,
now.
Well, that's what was so discouraging to me, was that I spent a lot of my high school years thinking I could be a Chandler Bing. Like, he was fun and he was interesting. And like, I thought that he was like the cleverest person on the show.
Yeah.
And everybody wants to be clever. So I thought, oh, I could take a lot of those mannerisms. And I thought I was, but it turns out, no, I was absorbing it from Jennifer Aniston instead. Look, if you haven't heard of Bombas by now, then you've been living under a rock, my friend. Bombas makes socks that are comfortable and look great with a wide variety of options. And for every pair you purchase, Bombas donates a pair to someone in need. They're made from some of the softest materials like merino wool and Pima cotton, and even cashmere. The softest known fabric known to man. The softest known to man. Everything they make is soft, seamless, tagless, and has a nice, luxurious, cozy feel. And this, you know, honestly, we're just in the season for it right now. There's nothing you want more than to sit down with a cozy cup of cocoa in front of the fire, throw on a pair of Bombas socks, and just take off all the rest of your clothes. Ah, nothing better. Bombas also has the coziest gifts for everyone on your list. Thanks to their festive gift boxes, you don't even have to wrap them. Just do the gifting. Also, you're not just gifting to your family members, keep in mind. Socks are one of the most requested clothing items at homeless shelters. That's why Bombas donates one pair for every item that you buy. Bombas' mission is simple. Make the most comfortable clothes ever and match every item sold with an equal item donated. So this holiday, even when you give Bombas to someone on your list, you're also giving them to someone in need. It's give, give. Go to bombas.com/QQ to get 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/QQ for 20% off your first purchase. Hey, how did you choose your internet service provider? Not Daniel, I mean all of you at home. Most of us don't have much of a choice because ISPs operate like monopolies in our area. They use their monopoly power to take advantage of customers. Data caps, streaming throttles, certain things aren't available in your area, blackouts, the list goes on. But worst of all, many ISPs log your internet activity as well and sell that data to other big tech companies or advertisers without you even having a say in it. To stop ISPs from seeing my internet activity, I launch ExpressVPN. So what is ExpressVPN? Good question. It's a simple app for your computer or smartphone that encrypts all of your network data and tunnels it through a secure VPN server so that your ISP cannot see any of your activity. Just think about how much of your life is on the internet. Sadly, that list of people you've messaged, sites you visited, the videos you've watched, they get tracked by the tech giants who can sell your information for profit. That's why I recommend ExpressVPN as the best way to hide your online activity from your ISP. You just download the app, tap one button on your device, and you're protected. And you can choose anywhere in the world that you want to be from. Sometimes my computer is from France. Sometimes it's from Portugal. Every once in a while, I think, I wonder what's going on in Australia this time of year. And boom, I'm there. Well, as far as my ISP knows. I had to use ExpressVPN just recently when I was trying to find the movie French Kiss. It was unavailable in my area, so I essentially traveled the globe from my computer just finding another landing spot where I could watch this stupid movie. I shouldn't say stupid. I honestly love that movie. It was great. And ExpressVPN does all this without slowing your connection. So stop handing over your personal data to the ISPs and other tech giants who mine your activity and sell off your information. So protect yourself with ExpressVPN. Visit expressvpn.com/QQ. That's ExpressVPN.com/QQ to get 3 extra months free. Go to ExpressVPN.com/QQ right now and learn more.
It's a good, I don't know why anyone listens to this show, but it's a good writing tip, I think. Let's say you want to write a sitcom, you want to write a pilot, imagine one of the characters is Chandler, right, in his voice, you know?
Right. But you got to be able to cover those tracks, too.
And right in Jennifer Aniston's voice, right in John Mulaney's voice, right, you know, whatever. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, know the mannerisms and the cadence of the person you're writing for. Yeah, absolutely. I did a secret thing. When I wrote my pilot for that I was going to like shop around when I wanted a television job, and mm-hmm. I didn't realize working at Cracked how distant that actually was. I thought we were much closer than we were.
No.
I was like, I'll just write a pilot, and then that will get me a job staff somewhere. Surely my illustrious career writing for the internet will be important to them. Mm-hmm. No. I wrote a pilot, and it has like an ensemble cast. And when I was like deciding on what each of the characters would be, I was like, this is too hard. I'm just going to pick something, and those are going to be the character archetypes. Like that will inform who these characters are. And so I picked Winnie the Pooh.
Oh.
And so there's very much like this pessimistic, slow talking dude who like nothing's ever good enough for, like nothing's ever going to go right for him. There's an Eeyore in there. There's a simple but like fun loving and very living in the present Winnie the Pooh type of character. There's a fraidy cat. There's a little piglet. There, like I've got the whole ensemble represented, and it was so much easier to write when I just had that. When I was like, oh, I know that these characters work well together. Like these flavors all work together. I'll just steal it.
Who is your Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah, so he's not the main character in it, but he is. He's just kind of a dummy who's along for the ride. Wow. He's a guy who's, things are always kind of work out for him. And he's not hurtful in any way. He's not menacing. He doesn't take anything personally. And just sort of finds the joy in very simple things. I'm trying to think of like another character.
Yeah, well, because I know that I'm assuming this is the pilot that you sent me. I think I read it.
Oh yeah.
I didn't know that it was your version of Winnie the Pooh.
Only in the archetypes that are presented there.
Wow.
In each one of the people. I bet if you went back and read it, you'd be like, oh, okay, this is clearly a rabbit.
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
This is that alpha personality. and it was so helpful. It was like, it was like having a foundation already there. And I was like, oh, I can build on this. This is easy.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's a little secret. I don't know if that's a secret. I made it up and decided that it worked. And so I keep doing it. I'm realizing that it would have been a stronger game had I brought it in and said, who do you think is in the other person's celebrity minefield? Because I think I could have nailed John Mulaney, but I bet there are some in there that would surprise me. Like if I didn't put you on the spot here and you had time to think about it.
Someone on one of the dating apps that I use said, hey, I'm sure you get this all the time. Do people say you look like Justin Theroux? And I was like, no, but we're gonna have sex later.
Yeah. Wow, what a great one.
Yeah,
I've never in my life liked it when people tell me what I look like, but wow, Justin Theroux.
Yeah, he's a hunk,
a total hunk. He's shredded. If the running scenes from The Leftovers is to be believed, he's got just a monster hog. I don't know why he was wearing those sweatpants in that show.
Yeah.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. Wow. Well, that would a nice thing for someone to have said. Maybe that was a pickup line.
I think so. Because no one in the world would say that I look like him. Right?
I'm trying to think. You guys kind of have a similar forehead. Like the way that your hair comes down in the middle.
What do you mean?
Find a picture of him. Well, it's hard because your is cut so short, but I think that your guys is like the shape of your face at the top is the same.
Okay.
Justin Theroux. Let me make sure that I'm not full of shit here. Yeah. No, very much so. Yeah, you've got that. It's Yes, the very first picture, his Wikipedia picture, looks, it does kind of look like you.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. You guys have very similar eyebrows. You've got, your hair does the same thing at the, I mean, well, obviously he's got a wispiness to it, but in terms of like how it connects to the scalp is very similar. And then you both got that short beard that's like almost the exact same length as the hair on the sides of your head. You got a Justin Theroux face. The nose is wrong.
Yeah.
Nose is all wrong. Do you think yours is probably better? He's got kind of a pointy nose.
No, I wait. Who has a pointier nose?
Justin Theroux.
Yeah, okay.
Then you?
I don't. No, I have a crooked, weird nose.
No. Well, hold on. It's not crooked.
Yeah, it is.
It is?
Mine? Yeah.
When did that happen?
The whole time.
All right. That can't be true. I would have noticed this. I'm very good at noticing people's flaws. yeah. I'm looking at pictures now. No, you guys... No, see, you have a much better nose than he does. He's got a very pointy nose. Yours is kind of, like, rounded.
Can I ask, what are you searching to get this information?
Goodreads. That's one of our cracked podcasts. You've got your good glasses. You know the ones I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And your beard is in peak condition, and your hair is long enough that I can see a Justin Theroux in it.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, Dan, have you noticed how long has it been since, how long did you have to take off from running for your COVID?
Oh, 3 days.
Oh, that's it. Oh, then you wouldn't have noticed any difference. So in a previous podcast, the one before this, we talked about how Dan had COVID, and there was a question I had forgotten to ask him, which was if he felt his body changing at all during that time. And I know that you've been through like somewhat of a physical transformation recently.
Yeah.
Because you've been running so regularly that you lost a ton of weight. Congratulations on that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's something you're interested in, not because that's the way society, you shouldn't feel forced to lose weight. You understand what I'm saying? All the prerequisite things I should be saying. It's good for you. And you specifically. I also had been losing some weight lately, and then I had to take a break for a while because of an injury. I suffered something in my shoulder. I don't know what it is, but running seems to aggravate it. So I took a few weeks off and immediately noticed like a dramatic change in my body that was so demoralizing that I wanted to commiserate with you. But 3 days is...
Yeah, what is the... what do you mean?
I was wearing, I had a pair of Carhartts that I usually do my woodworking in. They're great pants for that because they've got reinforced knees and everything. But they, I had this pair for a very long time. And in my elder age, the waist has gotten a little tight. Where when I crouch down, doesn't feel very good. Okay. I feel it digging into my belly button. And so... I stopped wearing them. I got a new pair thinking, I've moved up in size. It's just the way the world is from now on. And then as I was running a lot, my new pair started to fall down my hips a lot. I thought, I don't think I fit in these anymore. So I put on the old ones and they fit like a glove. And I felt very good about that. It was like I had regained something I had lost a long time ago. And within like a week of not running, they just don't fit.
Yeah.
They just stop fitting all of a sudden. It was like... It was so immediate and abrupt, and it was like, well, then if I'm going to continue to work out, it has to be regularly and forever.
Yeah. Do you, and here's I was reading an interview with Henry Cavill?
Yeah, Cavill, I think.
And he said that he likes that he is at the... What are his words? He's in the best shape of his life every year. He likes that. He likes that every single year he is in the best shape of his life. Is that something that you want? Or would you rather like, oh, I peaked in 2013 or whatever?
Yeah. I mean, obviously I would like to get to, I don't want that. I think that sounds like a lot of work. I think every single
I think
year,
I kind of want that. I think I do.
Really?
Yeah.
My goal is always, and it's subconscious mostly, but now that I have to articulate it, I'm realizing how true it is. I have this idea of like a bar that I'm trying to get to where it's like a certain look, a certain weight, a certain way that I feel. I've been there before. I know it's achievable. And once I get there, I know how easy it is to maintain from there. Yeah. It's like I'm just trying to get back to this place where I can coast and I know like what it takes to maintain. But getting back up to that is like, it's very frustrating and hard, and it's possible it doesn't exist anymore because my metabolism has changed and you know, all the quiet terrors.
Sure.
You suffer from a thing like that. But you're also at a point where you're in the best shape of your life right now. So I would see why you'd want to keep going.
Yeah.
But no, I don't know. It sounds like a lot of work. You gonna wait? But I mean, isn't your body breaking down at all? Your legs, your knees?
No, my knees hurt all the time. And one thing. Oh, I'm curious. Have you ever met with a trainer?
Yes, once.
You have?
Yeah, at Equinox, they give you a free train. When you join Equinox, you get like a free day with a trainer.
Okay.
And did
you? Did you like that, or were you just sort of going through the motions?
No, I hated it.
Okay.
I hated it, but for the reasons that I think are probably why most people go to a trainer.
Mm-hmm.
He kicked my ass in ways where I was like, no, this shouldn't be happening. I'm working out regularly. I know what I'm doing. But like using muscles in ways that I had not done before that was shocking them, which is, I guess, good for them. And in ways that I didn't like being watched. I didn't like doing an exercise, not having it be perfect form and sort of like getting other body, recruiting other muscles to help. a good example of that is like a pull-up. You think of just somebody doing a pull-up, they got like their arms go directly up and then back down. Their trunk stays completely flat and straight. But at a certain point, you get fatigued and you start doing that bend and like throwing the bar up.
Yeah.
And that's just going to happen when you're fatigued. And I didn't like that feeling of being so fatigued that I couldn't get the workout done right. And doing that, being, you know, suffering that in front of the eyes of another person. It's just like,
okay,
I promise usually I'm much stronger than this. This never happens. I'm so sorry.
Right.
I didn't like it. I did not like being with a trainer. Did you? Is it something you're interested in?
It is, because I feel like when I go to the gym, I'm just like doing stuff. I'm just working out. There's doing like bench press is always better than not doing it. Pull-ups is always better than not doing pull-ups. But I don't know. I've never like sat and talked with a person and said like, these are my goals. What I want is to look like this or to do this. And how can I accomplish that? I've never asked. I've never done that.
You don't need a trainer. Because a trainer, I think, would be somebody who, they've got a vested interest in keeping you with them for a long period of time. So they're going to give you a bunch of workouts you can't do on your own, I think, generally. They're going to give you stuff that, like, you grabbing onto their ankles while you're laying on the ground, throwing your legs up, and they're pushing them back down, or somebody throwing you a medicine ball, things like that. Yeah. They are very good for you, but that also require you to have somebody else there doing it with you. And I guess that's not true across the board, but I think it's probably pretty true that they like to keep their clients around.
Yeah.
And the way to do that is give them workouts that they can only do with you. But what you need is like a kinesiology friend. That's kind of how I got into working out, was I had friends who in college who were like that. And they told me, they're like, okay, well, these are complementary muscles. These are your pulling muscles. And these are what we're going to be working today. These are your pushing muscles. This is what we're going to be doing today. If you work out your biceps on the same day as your quadriceps. The quadriceps are the biggest muscle in your body. So you're pumping a lot of testosterone in your body. And it's easier to do biceps on those days. Like weird things like that, where I was like, oh, okay. And then like how many sets, how many reps in each set to do for like building muscle versus just maintaining versus like going for endurance.
Yeah.
And that was all very, very helpful because it was somebody who didn't, who was just like, I'll teach you this stuff, but then you're on your own. And that's like, there needs to be, there, that's a niche that needs to be filled. You need a workout friend. You need a workout buddy in New York.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that I think that'll do it for our show today. You can follow me on Twitter at Soren_LTD. You can follow Daniel at DOB_Inc. I don't know why you would, but you can check in on our CFO at Make Me Bacon Please, spelled PLS. Or you can follow Quick Question at QQ_Soren and Dan. If Gabe Harder, our sound engineer, producer, and editor, if he has a Twitter, I do not know it exists. Yeah. If he's got an Instagram, I also don't know it. But surely at the end of this, he could tell you if he wanted to. You can also find us through our email at qqwithsorenanddaniel@gmail.com. Oh, and I don't know, just for fun, go check out our Instagram. It's qq_with_soren_and_daniel. I have no idea what's there. It could have been hijacked and is just like selling Herbalife at this point, for all I know. Gabe, do you have any social media you want to plug?
Here we go.
Not particularly. No.
Okay. All right.
Bye.
Bye.